Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. May still be going on for you. I got no clue, but 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Something crazy happened. Something really, really crazy happened in the sports world. Not even kidding. Not joking. Hasn't happened in like a couple few months. The New York Knickerbockers, they got a victory at home, breaking that miserable streak of 18 straight home losses. It's over. It's done. It got the San Antonio Spurs. Had an awful night, lost to the New York Knickerbockers. And by the way, Knicks actually looked pretty good in that basketball game. LeBron, a little bit upset with his teammates, doesn't think they have that sense of urgency, which is what they're going to need to make a playoff push in the Western Conference, unless it gets handed to them. Because the Clippers, truth be told, I don't know how good that team is anymore. We'll see how they last here through the last 20 games or so. But they do have it. They're in the driver's seat, but we'll see if they can hold on to that. Robert Kraft in the news for all the wrong reasons. When you're talking about things that were going on there in Jupiter, and they have evidence, they have proof, and he's denying it. Or look, it's going to get ugly before it gets pretty. And you know what? Hopefully it just gets underneath the rug and they move on. But the allegations about the trafficking of women and soliciting and this and that is very, very serious. So keep that in mind, people. AB doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh anymore. Where's he going to go? That's an interesting question. College hoops, man, it's crazy. It's really crazy. A lot of upsets at the top. So a lot to talk about. Get at me, people. I got a lot on my mind, if you can't tell. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap. And it is Sports Overnight America as well. I'll be right back, everybody.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Harper looking for his first career hit against Chad Kuhl. High in the air, left center. See you later. Not bad pop for a leadoff guy. In the air, left field, that is way back. Clover with his head down. Goodbye, home run.
It wound up looking like Scope wasn't going to follow him. The last minute, the Brewers pulled off the deal. Soft roller to Machado. He barehands and throws his buddy out.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about these crazy contracts. 1-800-878-7529. Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million. A lot of cash. A lot of cash. And a huge risk when I think about it, because I'm not a huge Manny Machado guy. And there's reasons for it. Because I don't necessarily like the antics that he had in the playoffs last season. And I think when you're going to make this guy a dude that you're going to pay $300 million over the course of the next 10 years, and we'll see if that lasts that long, you're heavily invested, and you have to hope that this guy can be the face of your organization. You're going to want to hope that he can get people to want to come and play with him. We see it more and more often, especially in the NBA, with the way that works. And in baseball, I think, quite frankly, I think it could be easier to get a bunch of buddies together. Doesn't matter how much money you spend. From year to year, it doesn't matter. So it wouldn't surprise me if Harper gets $350 million. Really wouldn't shock me. If Machado's worth $300 million, then Bryce Harper's worth $350, right? And what I like about Bryce Harper is the fact that that dude is fiery, feisty. He's kind of a pain in the butt. But in a different way than Manny Machado. And I think that when you have superstars or guys that are about to be a superstar or on that level, they got to have somewhat of an ego. They got to have an edge to them. So the question is that edge, is that ego, is that side of them that can be a little tough to deal with, is it worth all the issues and the problems that may come along with it? And at the end of the day, if you win, then I think it's worth it. So we won't know for a little while. But I do think that the window in San Diego is open. They're not that far away. Is this what puts them over the hump? I don't necessarily think so. But is this the start of something that could put them over the hump? And in that division, with what the D-backs did, getting rid of a bunch of people, I wonder how good they're going to be. So maybe this is the year for the Padres. And the Dodgers, look, they're always good. We know that. But maybe, just maybe, those guys down the road from them in San Diego, maybe, just maybe, it's their year. Colorado Rockies could be good too. I don't know. I'm interested to see how the D-backs play. I really am. Because, again, they lost a lot of pieces to their puzzle. And that major one in Paul Goldschmidt, who went to the Cardinals. And I think that they'll be back to a certain degree. I think they'll be – like, that division is going to be fun. I think baseball is going to be pretty competitive overall. I think you're going to have some fun races. And I don't think that some of those teams that got to the postseason last year, they may not make it to the postseason this year. We'll see. We shall see. Going to be fun to see how the Yankees are. Is Stanton a little more comfortable now that he's been in New York for a little bit? I think he'll be a lot more comfortable. I don't think the Yankees were that far away. It was really interesting when you think about what took place in the American League with all those teams winning 100 games. Will they do that again? I don't know. If they do, I won't be shocked. If they don't, I won't be shocked. It shouldn't be that easy to win 100 games. But that's also something that you find out in baseball, is that there's a big gap between the top and the bottom. Especially in that American League East. It was brutal. I don't even remember what the exact number was, but I know it was in the 40s or very close, maybe even more than 40s, as far as how many games back behind the last place team was. So there's a lot of free spots on the bingo card, if you will, in Major League Baseball. But I do expect a very intriguing season. How good will the Astros be again? Are the Dodgers like the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball? It seems like they can get to the World Series year in and year out, but they just don't win it. What was the Bills' run? 4 years in a row, something like that? Where they got to the Super Bowl and they just couldn't get over the hump? Dodger fan, man, you're not that far away. Sorry, it's just the truth. Just the truth. So a lot of interesting things in Major League Baseball. And how will the dominoes continue to fall? There's other free agents out there too. And it's not just Manny Machado who got the $300 million and waiting to see Bryce Harper, what he gets. There's other guys out there. still waiting to be signed. But Major League Baseball is it's also kind of cool to talk about in the sense of it's being played right in my backyard. I do come to you each and every Sunday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. And we're pretty lucky out here. We get to see spring training up close and personal. And I'll tell you what, if you have never seen spring training, you ought to do yourself a favor. Take a little vacation, get away, get to Florida, get to Arizona, and go check out some games and get real close to the action. You know, during the regular season, it's tough to get to these guys. But when you're watching them play in spring training, very accessible, very easy to get to. Autographs, they sign those for you. A lot of balls get given to people. Bats, you name it, man. Batting gloves. You're right there. That's what I think is the coolest thing about spring training, is you are literally right there. And it's not like that during the regular season. Not like that at all. So be pumped up. Be excited about Major League Baseball and the season that is about to come. And they're already playing, man. That's what's even more nuts. We literally just had snow in the Valley of the Sun the other day. That was true. If you saw it on national television, it was real. It was legit. It was true. We did have snow in Scottsdale, Arizona. But you know what? They're able to play baseball. So it's all good, man. It's all good. And spring training is here. And the regular season is literally right around the corner. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back and continue talking about the sports world. Not exactly sure what direction. Maybe a little NBA, maybe a little college basketball, but we'll get after it. Believe me. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this will always be Sports Overnight America.
And Lobatone setting up inside. The barrel of the bat flew all the way to the screen, and look at this! See you later on a broken bat. The bat hit the screen behind the bat boy, and Bryce Harper hits it out of the yard.
I think Roy Hobbs just hit a home run.
Fly ball, left center field. That's well hit, and that is going over the wall for a home run. A line drive home run. It's only 8 feet, the wall, in from left field to right, and it just made it over the wall, and Machado hits a home run.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Zach shooting just 36% in this first half. Here's Evans behind a screen from Gray. Met on the switch by Pascal. Puts between the legs. Tries to penetrate. Spins into the lane. Goes up against Pascal, who bodies him away. The shot came up short, and back comes Villanova. Booth lead past DiVincenzo. He goes up, lays it in. Oh, foul. The basket counts.
3 minutes gone by. 40-29. Loyola lead in ball. Richardson, three straight on. Got it, and he's fouled. He buries it. And he got knocked to the ground by Cam Stokes to boot. 43-29 Ramblers.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A lot going on in the sports world. Always a lot going on in the sports world. Let's talk about it. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. You know I love interacting with you on the Twitter as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Do want to get into some NCAA basketball. Because I think it's starting to heat up as we are approaching the conference tournaments. And we are that much closer to, obviously, March Madness. It's like 3 weeks away now. You want to talk about unpredictable. That's the definition of unpredictable, people. Seriously, no joke. When you look it up and you look up unpredictable in the dictionary, it should say March Madness. Most unpredictable tournament there is. We had a 16-1 for the first time ever last season. Nobody thought it would ever happen. I knew it would happen someday. A lot of people were like, nah, never will happen. Well, it's happened. So who's to say it won't happen again? May not happen to Virginia again, but who's to say it won't happen again? And who's to say it won't happen to Virginia again? Because truth be told, they can go at times where they just don't score. They're very difficult to score on as well, but they can be dreadful at times. Speaking of dreadful, this has been one of the worst Kansas Jayhawk teams that I've seen in a long, long time. Not quite sure what's up with them. Not quite sure at all. They don't shoot the ball all that well. They give up leads all the time. Not very disciplined. So Kansas, they're in the tournament. That's not what I'm saying, people. Just not expecting a lot. Not expecting a lot out of them at all. I might be expecting a little bit out of Kentucky, might be expecting a little bit out of Tennessee or LSU as well, as we now have a three-way tie atop the SEC with those three teams. And right now, I got Kentucky in my top four for teams that will be number one seeds when March Madness does come. Duke's in there as well, and Gonzaga. I think they've been pretty solid all year. And then I guess I'd probably give a little nod right now to Virginia. Those would be my four number one seeds. Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Kentucky, at least right now. Things could change. And I'll tell you what, a number two seed, definitely North Carolina. They're coming up. They're definitely coming up the ranks. And maybe even, you know what, Michigan and Michigan State might both be two teams that I would have as number two seeds right now. Something I want to address before I get too deep into the hoops and the fun stuff. Because Jimmy Boeheim did have something happen that's just awful. And that fatality is going to live with him for the rest of his life. And I don't care what you want to say to me. Ah, Dorf, you know, he's getting away with this. No. You know what? This has got to be one of the most awful feelings a guy could ever have. No foul play, by the way, either. So this is truly something that he's going to have to live with each and every day of his life. It ain't going away. I heard him talk in a conference, a press conference after the Duke game. And he was, you could tell it was real. This was real emotions about from a guy that is going to have to deal with this each and every day for the rest of his life. And look, hearts and prayers and thoughts with the family, with Jimmy Boeheim as well. Just a tragic situation there. And all you can do is just hope that somehow, some way, everybody can find peace. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about anything else that's going on in your mind. It's always on my mind here, by the way. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. And then what about what happened with those Ole Miss players kneeling in response to rallies that are taking place on their campus? I understand it's people's right to rally and things along those lines, but I also think that a university should be able to not let people rally when they're doing things along the lines of where it could be harmful to your university, to be quite honest with you. So I think it's a bigger situation. This had nothing to do with anthems or things along those lines. Nothing about the flag. Nothing about that. So I don't want to put those two in the same category. But I respect those kids for standing up for that, because there's no place for that on college campuses across America. I'm sorry. I don't think there's any place for that. Mm-mm. Sorry. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Getting back to some college basketball stuff. A few good games, by the way. Michigan State. gets the victory over their rival Michigan, 77-70. Big Ten, and that's the interesting thing there about the Big Ten. We're not talking much about the Big Ten. If there's a team or two that I do think that are dangerous, Wisconsin will be in there, Maryland will be in there, Purdue will be in there. Michigan and Michigan State, those are two teams that could be dangerous, and they may have a real good, solid run from in a tournament. They're teams that could do well in the tournament, if you ask me. Well coached. I mean, they can lock you down. I think Michigan State held Michigan to 4 points in something like 10 minutes and 25 seconds, some span like that throughout the second half. That's top notch. Sorry, that's top notch. I hear the music behind me, but that's unbelievable stuff. Villanova, a little shaky in that loss against Xavier. Arizona won big over Stanford, but I don't think it's a big deal. They're going to have to win the tournament, the Pac-12 tournament, to have a chance to make it. A lot of interesting stuff going on in college basketball, and I can't wait for March Madness. Can't wait for the other side. Talking a little NBA hoops, man. LeBron not happy with his teammates, and we'll get into maybe what I think will happen for the final few games, final few months, and then we'll get into that postseason action. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Evans moves to his left, shuttles it to Justice on the right wing. Free throw line extended, shot clock down to 10. Justice lost the handle. Brissett the steal, right to left. Brissett sprinting ahead, missed the layup. Tyus Battle to follow. It swirls around the rim and drops down, plus the foul. Tyus Battle, a chance at a three-point play.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAINE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAINE to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And a shot by Reeves, turned aside by Holtby. Thrown by Theodore, and that blocked down. Theodore again crossed over, lost it, but back to Englund, and his shot is directed for glass. Another try in front. Bounce round, score! Tie game again! It is Reeves!
Terry Rozier drawing some traffic. Who's going to take the big shot? Tatum. And Tatum scores! Boston on top!
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk about some NHL. Let's talk about some NBA. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about at 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And since we heard some of those highlights, let's give you some scores from NHL hockey. And Rangers Capitals had a good one. Overtime action. Capitals get it done 6-5. Red Wings lose to the Sharks 5-3. Senators go down to the Flames 2-1. Stars beating the Blackhawks 4-3. Blues beating the losing to the Wild in overtime 2-1. Jets lose to the Coyotes right here in Phoenix, Arizona. 4-1 was the final of that one. And I want to go through some of the standings for you because, truth be told, it's been just unbelievable watching this Tampa Bay Lightning team. They just don't lose, man. Winners of eight straight, a 47-11 record overall, just running away with the league right now, 98 points overall. Incredible. The Bruins, 81. That's the closest to them in their division. And then the Islanders at 79 points, Capitals at 77. That's the Metropolitan. And by the way, the other one I was talking about was the Atlantic, where you have Tampa Bay and Boston on top there. On the other side in the Western Conference, Winnipeg Jets, 78 points out of them. Nashville, 77. Calgary Flames, the closest thing we have to the Tampa Bay Lightning, they've got 85 points, so they're not even really that close, if you can understand what I'm saying. And then the San Jose Sharks, 80 points for them. Vegas Knights, heard a clip of them, 69 points for those guys. They should make the playoffs. Hopefully they hang on. That's in itself, that's kind of a cool story, to be quite honest with you. That would be nice. Show that they're not just that one-year wonder, I guess. And then the NBA stuff, man, I hit this one earlier. Knicks do something they haven't done in a long, long time. That's win at home. 130-118. That's what they beat the San Antonio Spurs. DeMar DeRozan led the way for San Antonio, 32-9-4. And Dennis Smith Jr., 19-6 and 13 assists to lead his New York Knickerbockers to a victory, much needed. They're in Madison Square Garden, something they haven't done in forever. It's just kind of crazy. Nuggets 123-96 over the Clippers. Magic 113-98 over the Raptors. That make it interesting as far as the Eastern Conference goes. If the Raptors or the Bucks were to wind up going on any sort of a streak, I don't see the Bucks doing that. I see the Bucks continuing to win. And by the way, in case you didn't know, I live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. But I am from the great state of Wisconsin, and more in particular, the city of Milwaukee. So if there's anybody listening to me on Sirius XM, Channel 211 there in Milwaukee, love my people in Milwaukee. Love my people all over the world. Love my people all over the globe. Get at me. Let's talk about NBA basketball. Let's talk about anything that you want to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. But I don't see the Bucks faltering. I really don't. I see them continuing to have success. Bud, tell you what, man, his style, it seems pretty contagious. seems pretty contagious, man. Pass the ball, shoot the ball, get up and down the floor, make plays for your teammates. Sounds fun to me. Doing it with one of the best superstars you could do it with in the league right now, in Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, who may very well be the MVP of this league right now. Could make a case for Paul George, could make a case for James Harden, of course. What those guys have done has been pretty solid too, not going to lie. But I think the consistency of what Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks have done throughout the season, and I think they'll continue to do this as well. Don't think it's a fluke. Will Toronto falter a little bit? Indiana, nobody's really talking about them. Only 5.5 games back of Milwaukee. They've got 40 victories. Doing it without Victor Oladipo, by the way. They're going to have to play without him the rest of the way. Did make a nice pickup in Wesley Matthews. I like that. He's not Victor Oladipo, but it's a nice pickup. Philadelphia, I like what they did with Tobias Harris. That was good. Get themselves another guy that can go out there and make plays. Great idea. I didn't mention Mostarevic for the Bucks. Another guy that spreads the floor for them. Gives them a lot more length to go out there and defend, too. And Brook Lopez, man, I said this a long, long time ago. Really did. I said, you know what? Everybody thinks that LeBron James going to L.A., unbelievable. What a great free agent signing. There's this guy in Phoenix, Arizona, by the name of Andy Dorf, who does the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday night, going into the wee hours of the night and all over the world. He said, you know what? Mm-mm. I don't think so. Right now, he looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I don't know, man. I don't know. I love the NBA, and I feel like I've got a really good pulse on what's happening. I think I got a pretty good idea of what could take place. And I think if the Milwaukee Bucks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even pass that to the NBA Finals, I'll be shocked. I know they haven't won a series since 2001, people. But when you do what they're doing over the amount of time that they've done it, sooner or later you got to buy into it. And those players they have, Giannis is a superstar. We all know that. Middleton was an all-star. Bledsoe's damn good, too. Brogdon, second-round pick for that guy, and he was a rookie of the year? Are you kidding me? Mostarevic, Brook Lopez? Again, like I said, Dorfman said it a long, long time ago. That was the best free agent signing, not LeBron James. Brook Lopez to the Milwaukee Bucks, spacing the floor out for Giannis Antetokounmpo so he can run up and down the floor and throw it to Chris Middleton, throw it to Brook Lopez, throw it to Eric Bledsoe, throw it to Malcolm Brogdon, the president, throw it to DJ Wilson, throw it to Ilyasova, throw it to Mostarevic. What is he doing? He's throwing it to a bunch of shooters, people. That's today's NBA. And I think they have the most shooters in the Eastern Conference. That's what I think. on the other hand, in the Western Conference, look, it's boring. I'm sorry. It's boring. There's a couple things that are interesting. Like, I personally feel that Golden State's coming out. We know that. However, their defense is not what it has been. And why is that? Why is that? Boogie Cousins, that's why. You know, as good as a guy can be offensively, he's terrible for them defensively. They cannot defend the pick and roll. What does Milwaukee do a lot of? They do a lot of pick and roll. That's why they'd be a really good matchup against the Golden State Warriors. That's how you beat Golden State, right there. Pick and roll. Because their bigs can't really roll. They're not defending very well. Watch what I'm seeing here. Denver's good. Don't get me wrong. I like their game. I like watching them play. Fun to watch. Oklahoma City, fun to watch. I love Russ. Love Russ. Paul George is a damn nice compliment to him, too. They're both nice compliments to each other. Grant has come on. Steven Adams. They're solid. But I don't see them as a real threat to the Golden State Warriors. Portland, they got a nice squad too. Don't really see them as a threat to the Golden State Warriors. Houston, nice squad again. Don't like the style that they play. Don't really see them as a real threat to the Golden State Warriors. Utah Jazz, look, they got a bunch of nice players. And they're fun. But I don't see them as a threat either. Same thing goes with San Antonio. You know, Popovich, another great coaching job, right? Just continues to get his team into the playoffs. Doesn't matter who suits up for him. The San Antonio Spurs, no more Tim Duncan, no more David Robinson, no more Tony Parker. But good results. Not the same results as he used to have, but good results. And then you have the Clippers, who, to me, this is the story, folks. This is the story. Who's going to get the A spot in the Western Conference? I think San Antonio will hang on. They'll be in the playoffs. But is it the Clippers, who basically gave away everybody they could on that roster? Is it the Sacramento Kings, who they're fun to watch too, by the way. They've played Golden State real well. Four games that they've played with them by a combination of 12 points is what they've lost to them by. So those games have been fun to watch. And they're fun to watch. And I do think that De'Aaron Fox, that dude's going to be a really nice player in this league. And same with Marvin Bagley. I love that guy. Love Marvin Bagley. Are the Lakers going to make the playoffs, though? That's the question. Can LeBron will this team to win? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I think that's the story. That's also something that the Dorf Man said. The Dorf Man said two things, and they're coming looking really good right now. Brook Lopez will be the best free agent signing, and that LeBron wouldn't be good enough to get the Los Angeles Lakers into the playoffs. I got to take a break, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, wrap things up, Dorfman style, give you that final thought. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it's Sports Overnight America.
Bledsoe, great play to take it away from Wilson. Chandler in the count. On the finish, Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on the tee.
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
This ball off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want.
Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time, man. People, I love talking to you. You know that. Thanks for checking me out on Sirius XM Channel 211. I know you have choices, and I'm glad you make the choice to hang out with me here and there every now and again, Sundays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Three things I got to get in before I get out of here. Trent Richardson continuing to have a career revival. Three more touchdowns for him in the AAF. Good to see that. Always good to see people being able to come back from adversity. I'll tell you what, if there's something that I can appreciate about people, that's definitely it. I love seeing people come back from adversity, which is a good segue to the next couple things I'm going to talk about. AB, Antonio Brown. Look, I think the big question is what are you willing to give up to get this guy on your football team? What does he do to your locker room? I know what he can do on the football field, but how much you have to give up and what does he do to your locker room? And then the last thing I want to get in before I got to get the heck out of Dodge, and this is also about adversity. You know what? Robert Kraft, man, got himself in a whole heap of trouble down there in Jupiter, Florida. And you know what? He's not alone. Heard he's not necessarily even the biggest name involved in this. But truth be told, trafficking of women, that's just not right. It's not good. It's one of the worst disturbing things you can have. Very, very disgusting. So hopefully this thing gets all sorted out. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I'm going to do that. Thanks to Scott, as always, man. I know everybody. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this was Sports Overnight America. Thanks, everybody.